Welcome to the Advisor Arena Podcast with your hosts Jamie Malm and Josh Watson. This show is designed to share ideas and help you gain insight from some of your most successful peers. We will discuss industry news, hot topics, and challenges you may face, as well as give you some possible solutions. Thanks for joining us today. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Advisor Arena Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Jamie Malm, and I've got Josh Watson.
Hi, Josh. Hey, everyone. Hey, how's it going? Glad to be here.
Yes, fresh off of our trip to the Gradient Gala to Quebec this year, which I had never been.
Very cool city. Had a great time. Very French. So
it was very French, yes, which we knew going into it, but I uncovered a fun fact that I don't know if it's, I didn't, you know, fact check this myself, but somebody that we spoke to while there said they are not allowed in schools to teach their French Canadian kids there English. No English allowed. So they're really holding strong to their roots, which is pretty cool to see, but
it was cool. It was, it had a European kind of feel to it. I've never seen, I mean, there was a statue, it felt like, on every corner, like just really old, cool buildings. So great time, really neat.
And we were able to squeeze in a couple of business meetings, which typically means we are announcing some new things. So those of you that are listening and weren't at the gala, you're going to get a sneak peek on two items that I think we're going to get just a ton of positive feedback on. I'm already so excited about it. And it's going to tie in with what we're talking about today, which is Surge. And you've probably heard us talk about Surge before. If that name doesn't sound familiar, it's a strategy that's been a game changer for a lot of our advisors. It is simply clustering together your annual reviews at certain times of year, so you're not constantly sprinkling those in throughout the year.
Yeah, makes a ton of sense. So, you know, a couple times a year, schedule all your, you know, your client review meetings, be intentional with it, kind of focus and block out your time. And so really it gets you and your team, you know, doing the same thing over and over. So you're, like you said, you're not having to adjust and, you know, worry about a first appointment, you know, during this hour and then an annual review the next hour. So it just keeps things consistent.
Right. It's a hard thing for advisors to think about. I just ran a first appointment, which is a totally different headspace. And now let me switch gears. And now I got to think about, okay, what do I want to do for this annual review? And what ends up happening is we kind of just piecemeal things together, and we're not able to be as intentional, as focused, as driven with the value that we want to provide to our clients if we're constantly flipping back and forth and trying to get into a different headspace for all these different appointments. So one of the benefits I think about Surge, not just the value, obviously, that it brings to you and your efficiency, but clients are going to get so much more out of it because they're going to feel like they're not just getting the leftovers, right? Ah, here's, you're getting what's left of my energy and my focus and my time that I'm putting on my new appointments. And then I'm just sort of phoning in my annual reviews. That's not what we want to have happen.
Exactly. And I think this is pretty timely right now with it being summer. You know, in a lot of cases, advisors slow down a little bit when it comes down or when it comes to marketing. So this is a good opportunity to fill your calendar, get in front of people, do those annual reviews, and do it in an efficient way.
The whole benefit of annual reviews, obviously, is to, one, create stickiness between you and your clients, continue to provide the value that builds longevity in the relationships that we have with clients. It also is a great opportunity to uncover additional assets. And if we don't have a very specific process and a way that we're doing that, we're just kind of winging it. We're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities there. And we're going to have some clients that feel like, nah, you know, yeah, it's fine, but it doesn't have that wow factor. So summer, good point. We usually slow marketing way down in summer. A lot of advisors are holding seminars. So summer tends to be an ideal time to do one section of your surge. And normally this is 2 4-week blocks of time. So let's just say maybe we take July as our first surge and we get through half of our annual reviews in July. And then we do the other half, maybe December, another month of the year where we're probably not running any kind of new marketing activities, but you pick the time, you decide what's right for your schedule, but it's a focused block of time where then we don't run any other first appointments, second appointments, closing appointments. Those 4 weeks are just dedicated to running the best annual reviews and focusing on what our end result is that we want to see from those annual reviews just during that time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the biggest reasons I think advisors get burnt out is just, you know, calendar chaos, if you will. So, you know, like we were saying, one review here, one planning meeting there, you know, mixed in with some prospecting. So it becomes a lot. And it's hard to focus. And so surge really, I think, eliminates that fragmentation.
Yep. And I think clients are more engaged when they know what to expect. You've been intentional. You've prepped them that their annual review is coming. And if they get into a rhythm, and this should be something that takes probably a year or two to really get everybody on the same cycle. But then once you're in a rhythm, now people know I meet with my advisor every June, every December. So it eliminates some of the miscellaneous calls in and, hey, how are things going? We haven't talked in a while. Is everything okay? Should I make any changes? They know that time frame is dedicated to them and that's their annual review. So they respect your time. They know what to expect. They come totally prepared. And then it allows the advisor to really elevate their quality of advice.
Exactly. Exactly. I think, yeah, really creates that consistency in the client experience when you have that, you know, that structured process. And I think a large part of that is also because if you've got employees, it helps them, you know, to know what their focus is, you know, for those 4 weeks and how those 4 weeks are going to roll. And so they know what to expect.
That's a good point, because not only can it feel chaotic for the advisor switching gears, but it feels chaotic for the support staff that are trying to help you prep for meetings. So the information they need to have gathered is different, of course, for somebody that's coming in for a review than somebody that's coming in for a first appointment or a second appointment. And if we can stay focused just on what do we need to have for our annual reviews, your support staff gets into a rhythm. They get into the right headspace. They get into the flow. And the end experience for everybody is less chaos, more organization, more intention, and everybody comes away feeling like that was a better experience overall. So let's talk about how to reverse engineer the engineer this then. Ah, tough to spit out. How far out do you think we should be scheduling this?
I would say 2 to 4 weeks, probably.
Yeah, I think just have your team begin to prep a couple weeks before you want to start meeting with people. Most folks don't need a huge amount of time frame to be able to come in for an annual review, right? These are already your clients. And so summer months, a little bit slower. If this is your first time doing it and we're just now getting people on the calendar and you planned on July, you might find, well, I didn't get everybody done in July. I had to spill some over into August, but still do it. Get them on a schedule. Let them know what to expect then for next year. And that July is always their time. And you might have to tweak some things, but I would say give your team a couple of weeks ahead and then create templated agendas. We have process flows for really every appointment, but I'm always surprised to see that for annual reviews, we just sort of sit down and, hey, what's changed? Here's your investment performance, chat a little bit, and then we wrap up, right? And not everybody does that. I'm over exaggerating, but sometimes it feels like that, especially if we've had clients that have been our clients for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, then, you know, how many times can you talk about their investment performance?
Right. And I think the other thing, one of the mistakes we see too, is people maybe trying to book too many appointments during a day. So I think it's also, and part of the client experience is just to, you know, run 4 to 5 meetings, be realistic, you know, with your time, and have quality over quantity when it comes to the meetings.
So the quality of the meeting, this will be enhanced by the sneak peek that we mentioned that we gave at Gala. We are incorporating 2 different companies that are AI based. One is called Smart Data. Smart Data is, I don't even want to say what it is because I'm probably going to say it wrong. I'll say what it does. It allows clients to log in one location and pull all of their financial data directly to you. So think about how aggravating it is in any appointment, but annual reviews would be a good example. I need updated statements. I need updated held away accounts. I need to see what your 401k is doing. If I'm in a first meeting, I can't do anything until I have statements. And it is painful sometimes to track these down, get people to bring them in. They're trying to log in. They're trying to print. They got to wait for it to be mailed. This AI company will sync. It's got the security backed by MasterCard, which is a household name. So it will sync to all of their holdings, pull that in to our CRM, and allow you then to have consolidated reporting, information, all of the data right at your fingertips. It even reads and analyzes exactly what it just pulled in. It's pretty incredible.
It is incredible. And then you combine that with the other resource that we just rolled out at the Gala, which is Jump AI, which is really designed to help post meeting. And so it'll listen to your recordings of that meeting. It'll pull out the action items that you discussed. It'll help draft follow-up communication. So it's designed to really cut your admin time in half.
Yeah, Jump AI, there's several that do this, and we've been analyzing what would be most beneficial for our clients. We also, one of the main points that we made at Gala is there's a compliance aspect to this too, right? And so they wanted to make sure that we didn't get started with something that, oh, we needed it to do some other function so that everybody was compliant. This is really the new wave of how advisors are going to be able to do more and deliver more value and be more efficient. So Jump AI, click of a button, it isn't necessarily, although it will do an audio recording, it's transcribing. It is categorizing financial data, personal information, follow-up. What are the things that you need to do as an action item? Were there things that the client needed to do? Click of a button, it'll generate a follow-up email that's ready to go based on everything that you talked about. So think about the efficiency that you have if you combine those two new tech resources to say, not only can I easily pull data in, I can generate now a consolidated report for your annual review across all of your holdings. And I've got the ability to immediately document what we talked about, make sure nothing slips through the cracks, set my follow-up items, know what we need to do for the next meeting. And everybody feels like, wow, that was an impressive meeting. That's the feeling we want them to walk away with when they meet with you.
Exactly. So from the advisors I've spoken with about this, you know, they're telling me that it's really made, it's like night and day difference implementing these two tools. And so it allows you not just to do more reviews, but really make each one better. And so that's really what the two systems and the new tools are designed to do.
Yep, absolutely. One word of caution, I guess, as you're implementing this is it takes some planning, right? Don't just say, oh, I'm going to jam this into the calendar for July. I'm going to start making calls. I'm going to hope for the best. Be intentional with your team. Get your agenda for the meeting laid out. Set boundaries around your 4-week period so that you really are protecting that time. Because if you wing it and try to say, well, I'm going to go cram these meetings and I'm going to try to get all my annual reviews done, but you're still kind of sprinkling in your other appointments, that's not it. That's not what we want to have happen. So implement it when you can, give it the time it deserves to be intentional with it, and communicate to your clients clearly that this is their main review. These are the items that we're going to be talking about. And then if you're not familiar, or you don't have an agenda, or you feel like, I don't know that I'm always providing the value that I should in an appointment, and you want to talk through some of these other items with us, call us. That's what we're here for. More than happy to help set you up so that you feel like you're really continually delivering new value, and avoiding some of the burnout and the chaos and managing the calendar that comes with gaining more and more clients.
Exactly right. And really, I mean, if any of our listeners, they're looking to build a more intentional calendar, great place to start is with, identifying those search windows that you can hold those appointments in, and then layer in smart data and jump AI and streamline your prep and follow up. It's going to make it way easier.
100%. Well, I hope that everybody has found it valuable. If you're like, I want to do that, I don't know where to start, call us. That's what we're here for. We're more than happy to help you get started. You can email us. We'll be available to really build out your specific plan, because although it is a templated type thing, it has to feel like it's yours. And so something that you do may be totally different than somebody else. That's what we're here for, is to take the things that we know work for others, but make them yours. So utilize the resources that we've made available. If you're interested in the tech that we talked about and want to have a conversation about that, you can call us on that too. And then until next time, we'll see you then.
And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, share episodes with a colleague, get this information out there.
Absolutely. We always appreciate a share, a review, a rating. That always helps us. So thank you all. We'll see you next time.